Dear citizens of Pilsen, distinguished guests, dear friends, and I have to say, seeing some of the veterans here who were actually here 75 years ago, I feel immensely honored to call them my friends. Today, we recognize the 75th anniversary of the end of one of the most tragic events in human history, World War II. We are here in this beautiful town of Pilsen, where the mood is almost as cheerful as I imagine it to be back then. As you all well know, it is no coincidence that I have been invited to speak here on behalf of the United States. 75 years ago, the Allied troops moved relentlessly across Europe to defeat the last vestiges of fascism. It was the US Third Army, under the leadership of General George Patton, that finally crossed the borders of Bohemia on April 18, 1945. In 3 weeks' time, Patton's army was welcomed here with relief and tears of joy, and no doubt also some great Czech beer, which I hope I will have an opportunity to savor throughout the day as well. The war was a bleak chapter in the history of the 20th century. It affected everyone, and no one was immune from its impact. Men and women that were called up to serve, families separated from each other, all had a part to play. Many people laid down their lives in that terrible conflict. They fought so we could live in peace at home and abroad. They died so we could live as free people in a world of free nations. It makes me immensely proud to know that my fellow countrymen and women were among them, fighting for freedom and a better future for us all. Yet May 1945 did not bring freedom to all of Europe. After a brief and happy interlude, the Iron Curtain fell and once again Europe was divided. Once again, it was us against them. And suddenly, unlike in that beautiful May of 1945, we found ourselves on the opposite sides of the divide. For many decades, numerous Europeans from the central and eastern part of the continent sacrificed their lives, once again striving for freedom, as millions were deprived of their rights. Once again, brave men and women of Europe desperately sought to find a path to democracy and independence. In 1989 came another liberation, but this time it was not on the tanks of a foreign army. It was on the outstretched hands and open hearts of Czechs and Slovaks. 30 years ago, you won back your freedom, and I am happy that since then, US ambassadors have been a staple of VE Day celebrations in both Pilsen and Prague. First, it was in 1990. Back then, it was Shirley Temple Black, the then ambassador, who proudly joined in the many commemorative events. And together with President Václav Havel, they laid the foundation stone of the Thank You America Memorial. Humbly following in her footsteps, I want to remember the courage and bravery of those who fought and sacrificed their lives to protect the values we all share. We thank the liberators who 75 years ago fought and died here in that noblest of causes. I'm proud to stand here with you today as we stand once again side by side, united as friends. Thank you.